Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Chavav. We are on the bottom of page 284. Siman Reish Chavav is Haroa Pirchei Ha'ilon Ma'mevarech, the bracha that a person makes when he sees the trees blossoming. So says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph Hayotze Bimei Nisan, one who goes out in the days of Nisan, the Ra Ilano Shemotzi and Perach, and he sees trees that are sprouting flowers. Omer Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shelochiser Bo Lomo Klum, that there's nothing lacking in his world. Ubora Bo Brios Tovos Vilonos Tovos, and he has created in them creations that are good and trees that are good. Lehanos Behem Bnei Adam, to give pleasure with them to people. The Einu Mevarech Elapam Achas Bechol Shana Veshana, this bracha is only made one time a year. Vim Eichar Levarech Ar Achar Shegadlu HaPeros, and if one delayed in making the bracha until the fruit already grew, so Lo Yevarech Od, he no longer makes the bracha. So once a year, when the flowers come out before the fruit, one can make a bracha on the blossoms. That's once a year, but once the fruit already grows, it's too late and you can't make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Al, Bimei Nisan, Urecha Demilsa Nakat. It's telling us the normal way. Sha'oz Derech Arotzos Hachamim Lelavlev Hoylanos. That is when the warm climates sprout forth, the trees sprout forth their flowers. That's the normal time in the warm climates. But the Hu Adin B'Chodesh Acher, the same din is true that you can make this bracha in other months as well. Kol Sheroe HaLivlev Pam Rishon Mevarech, the first time you see the flowering of the trees, you can make the bracha. So the fact that we say Bimei Nisan is very lavdafka. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he writes in our Medinos, referring to Europe where he was, he says you bedafka shouldn't say the bracha in Nisan. It's too early, you should say it on, rather in Iyar or Sivan. Says the Mishu Buravaitis of Katan Beis. So he said, when the Ilanos are Motzi and Perach, when they give off their flowers, Dafka Perach, it's specifically when they're sprouting the flowers. Ha'olim l'chudei lo, but if they only have leaves on the tree, you do not make the bracha. The Afbe Perach, and even when it's sprouting the flowers, Dafka b'ilonei machal, it is specifically the flowers that are sprouting on a fruit tree. Shemizeh ha-perach osed l'hiskadal pri, that from that flower that is sprouting, in the future, a fruit is going to grow. Aval ilonei srok lo, but if there are flowers on a non-fruit-bearing tree, we do not make the bracha on such flowers. The Mechaber then told us that this bracha on the blossoming trees is only said one time a year. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, Ela Pamachas, only once a year, midasasam, from the fact that the Mechaber writes, it's tam, mashma dafilu al ilonos acherim lo yivarech. The Kanal b'simen reish chafei sevyud, it's mashma very clear from the Mechaber, even if I made it on a blossoming pear tree, I'm still not going to make it again if I then see a blossoming cherry tree. You only make it once, period. It doesn't matter, different types of trees, you only make the bracha one time a year. Then the Mechaber said that if you delayed in saying the bracha until the fruit grew, you no longer can say the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet, Hainu afilu lo ra'a klal mikodem. Even if you did not see it before, you did not see it when it was flowering, you only saw it when the fruit grew, it's too late to make the bracha. Afilu hachi ibed habracha. You have lost the chance to make the bracha. Kevan shegodlu haperos, since the fruit already grew, kein mashma beis Yosef, that is the mashmos of the Beis Yosef. Aval be'el yirabe hechriya ledina, who have el yirabe, came out l'maisa, the imlo ra'a mikodem lo ibed habracha. If you did not see the tree when it was flowering, you do not lose out on the bracha. V'chein mashma gam kein bebir ha'gra, that's also the mashmos of the gra. Dafilu kvar godol hapri, even if the fruit already grew, but you didn't see it in the flowering period, lo ibid habracha, you did not lose the bracha, and you can still make it when the fruit are already on the tree. Umikomokom im kvar godol hapri vin nigmar kol tzarko. Bazotim ishabura, if the fruit already grew, and it grew to its full size, it's already fully there, it's fully ripened. Sharoi levarech alea shechionu, it's at the point that we learned previously, you're already able to say a shechionu on such a fruit. So mashma mei pri megodim v'chayolam sheshuv en kedai levarech brachazu. then already it's too late. So it's a machlokes that the fruit started growing. If you didn't see it before, maybe you can make a bracha. But Zakta Mishavura, the Mashos the Prima Gadim is that once the fruit is already fully grown, it's worthy of a Shechianu, then for sure it would not be kedai to make this bracha. Sivkotan hey at achar shegadlo. Again, the Machaber told us that if you delay to making the bracha till after the fruit grew, you do not make the bracha. Aval kodem shegadlo aperos yuchal avarach. But before the fruit grew, you are able to make the bracha. Vafilu lo berach b'shas ri'ya rishona. Even if you saw a fruit tree blossoming and you did not make the bracha the first time, when you see that tree or another tree blossoming, you can still make the bracha. Only once the fruit grew, that's when it's a problem. But before that, even if it's not your first time seeing it, you can still make the bracha while it is still blossoming. That concludes Siman Reish Chavav. And now we're going to begin Siman Reish Chav Zayin Birchas Hazikim, the bracha that is made on meteors. Says the Mechaber in Siv Aleph, Al Hazikim, on meteors. What is that? V'hu kemin kochav hayore kecheitz ba'orech ha-shamayim. That is not a star. I discussed with Rabbi Sorcerer last night very clearly. A meteor, a zikim, is not a star. It is something, some kind of stone that's out in the galaxy, and it shoots. And it's like a star. It's kemin kochav hayore kecheitz. It's like a star that shoots like an arrow. Ba'orech ha-shamayim, through the length of the sky, mimakom lamakom, from place to place, v'nimshach oro k'shevet, and the light that follows it is like a stick. So on the zikim, v'al ra'adas ha'oretz, and on an earthquake, v'al ha'brokim, and on lightning, v'al ha'ru'omim, and on thunder, v'al ruchol shenoshbu bezaf, and on wings that blew with anger, I'll call echad me'elu on all of these things. Omer baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Osa Ma'aseh Bereishis. You make a bracha on all these things of Osa Ma'aseh Bereishis. V'im yirtzeh, and if you want, Yomar baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shekocho Ugvaraso Mali Olam. So says the Mechaber, you have a choice. You can either choose to make Osa Ma'aseh Bereishis, or you can choose to make a bracha of Shekocho Ugvaraso Mali Olam on all the things listed above in Sif Aleph. Says the Mishaburin Sivkatan Aleph Hayora Kechetz, V'yesh Omrim Shehu Kochav Sheyesh Lo Zona V'Shevet Shel Ora. If you remember, Rabbi Levix reminded me 7 years ago that the Dreyfus told us this was a comet, and I confirmed this with Rabbi Sorcha last night as well, that the Mishabur is over here saying, Yesh Omrim Shehu Kochav. It's not like the Mechaber said that it's Kemin Kochav, which is a meteor. Rather, it's a comet, which is an actual shooting star. It is a kochav sheyesh lo zonav. It has a tail sticking out of it. V'shevet shel ora, which looks like a stick of light. So there are two shitas of what exactly is referred to by the zikim. One is a meteor and one is a comet. Ushneyem hetiku achronim ledina. And both of them are brought down l'maisa by the achronim that you make this bracha on either one of them. Vim also kochav atzmo sheyesh lo shevet ro'eu od hapam b'layla acheres. If you made a bracha on the comet, and then you see that same comet a different night, ein tzorech lachzor levarach, you will not need to go back and make another bracha. You already made your bracha on this comet. Kol shehu adayim b'sol shloshim yom l'ri rishona. As long as you're still within the first 30 days, but again, like we learned earlier, if you don't see it for 30 days, then you would make another bracha on the comet that you see 30 days later. Sivkot and Beis, we said that Zikim is like the star that goes out from Mokom l'Mokom. V'lo yivarech b'layla echad rak pamachas. You will only make the bracha on the meteor one time a night. Afilu imra kochav acher rotz b'os alayla. Even if you saw two meteors or two comets, either way, you'll only make the bracha one time a night. Sivkotan gimel, on the brokim, on the lightning, blitzin b'loshon Ashkenaz. V'oson shehin boim below ra'am. And those lightning bolts that come without thunder, klal at all, rak machmas chom, it's lightning that's coming not because of a storm, it's coming because of the heat. As we know, in the summer we have very hot days, all of a sudden you see some lightning, and there is no thunder that comes with it. Mitzadid al-chay odom she'ein ze brokim aniskar b'gemara. The chay odom leans to say that's not the lightning that is being discussed in the Gemara. V'ein mevarach an alem, you do not make a bracha on that lightning that is coming because of the heat. However, if you look at note number one, very important. Omnom das al-chazanish she'yesh levarach af al-brokim ka'elu. The chazanish argues, And he says that you do make a bracha on lightning, even though it's only coming because of the heat. It's not during a storm, and there's no thunder with it. So that is a machlokas between the Chai Adam and the Chazon Ish. Sivkatan Dalet, the Mechaber then said, on winds that blow with anger, you make these brachos. The im shalobizaf, let's say it's a very strong wind, but it's not a wind that's coming with anger, with zaf. So imhu ruach gadol, if it's a big wind, mevarech osamai sabereshis, you will make a brach of osamai sabereshis. Velo yucha levarech shakocha ugvuraso. If it's not that strong, you can't make a bracha shakocha ugvuraso. Achareshu shalobizaf gadol, since it's not with a big zaf, you can't make shakocha ugvuraso, you can only make my sabereshis. V'tov levarech tamid al ruach sa'ara she'em mitzuya rach birchas osamai sabereshis. Whenever one is going to be making a bracha on an extraordinary wind, a not regular wind, he should always choose the bracha of osamai sabereshis. Shebazeh bevada yotzei mimanoshach. That way you for sure are yotzei. Ki ein anu bikim kolkach mahu bezaf. We don't know exactly what it means. What's the gedder on a wind that comes bezaf with anger? We don't know exactly how to define it. And therefore, if it's an extraordinary wind, even if it's not bezaf, you are yotzei with osamai sabereshis. Therefore, the safest bet on big winds, if you want to make a bracha, would always be to stick with osamai sabereshis and not to risk the bracha of shekochu gvrasu me'olam, which is only really worthy of being said when there is zaf. Sivkatan, hey, here's a very important mishabura. And all of these things, specifically we're discussing over here in this Sivkatan, the lightning and the thunder, we said you choose your own bracha, you either make a bracha of osamai sabereshis, or you make a bracha of shekocho ugvuroso maleolam. Says the mishabura, v'haolam nohagim levarech al habrakim osamai sabereshis. The minhag haolam is to make a bracha, as we know, on lightning of osamai sabereshis. V'al ha-ra'omim shekocho ugvuroso mali olam. And we make a bracha on thunder of shekocho ugvuroso mali olam. Even though Mechaber says you can make either bracha on either thing, the minhag l'maisa is this way, that on lightning we make osamai sabereshis, on thunder we make the bracha of shekocho ugvuroso mali olam. V'chein mistaber. And that minhag ha-olam is very logical. Shal yidei haram nirek vuroso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yosem mi bibarak. Because when it comes to thunder, we see and appreciate the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than by the lightning. Therefore, it makes sense, the minhag ha-olam, that we make osamai sabereshis on the lightning, and kocho v'rosam ali'olam on the thunder. Omnam, bi'emes shayach kol achas me'abrochos al shneim. But like the Mechaber clearly says, it is shayach to say either bracha on either one. We're just coming here to explain what the minhag ha-olam is, but either bracha works for either item. V'al kein, and therefore, im shama ra'am v'ra'a bara ke'echad. If one saw lightning and heard thunder all at the same time, mevarech bracha achas, you make one bracha on both together. Dahainu osa ma'isa bereshis al shneim. You will make an osa ma'isa bereshis on both. V'im beirach shekochu gvoroso mali olam gam ken yotzei. And if you said the other bracha on both, you're also yotzei. The reason why the Mishabura focuses more on the Osam Ayis Aberashis and seems to say it as the preference, even though really both are okay, that is because there are some Shitas that say that you can't say Osam Ayis Aberashis on the thunder. You can't say, it has to be more specific which way you say the bracha. So therefore he says it that way, but really the Mechaber, and the Mishabura is going with the Mechaber, that really either bracha is fine either way, but he does first bring down the Osam Ayis Aberashis, and then he says, if you made the Shekochu V'rasam Le'olam, you also will be Yotzei. V'im lo hayu tekufim zeh achar zeh. If the lightning and the thunder were not immediate, one after the other, mevarech tchila al habarak, you will first make a bracha on the lightning. Shehum misroa tchila le'ein ha'adam, because normally the lightning is seen by the eye of the person first. You'll make the bracha of osam ayisa bereshis. V'achar kach al ha'ra'am, and then on the thunder, which normally comes later, you make the bracha of shekocho uvuraso mali olam. V'hu adinim lo ra'as ha'barak, and the same thing would be true if you didn't see the lightning. V'shoma kol ha'ra'am, and you heard the thunder first, mevarech olav shekocho v'rasam ali olam, o sheberach osam aysa bereshis, or if you made the bracha of osam aysa bereshis. So either bracha that you made on the thunder that you heard first, v'achar kach ra barak, and then you saw the lightning afterwards, mevarech olav gamkein osam aysa bereshis. You will then make a separate bracha on the lightning that you see later of osam aysa bereshis. So even if it comes out that you made on the thunder, Osa Maisa Bereshis, and only a little bit later, you see the lightning, you'll go ahead and make the same bracha again of Osa Maisa Bereshis. V'ayim b'shari tshuva shekosa b'shem ha-Birkei Yosef. Look at the shari tshuva that he brings out Mashin ha-Birkei Yosef. De'im beirach al ha-barok. If you made a bracha on the lightning, v'niskavein liftor ha-ra'am ha-ba acharav, and you had in mind to patter up the thunder that comes afterwards, yotze b'dievid. So you are Yotze b'dievid, the one bracha in the middle between the two of them. V'rotzalomer means to say, da'acharei she'teva ha-briya. Since the nature of the world is, Sha'achar ha-borok yotze ra'am, that after the lightning comes out the thunder. So imkein chol birchoso al ha-ra'am she'yotze achar kach. Therefore the bracha that you made on the lightning first will cover the thunder that comes later, if you had it in mind. If you look at note number 3, he says v'lo bir im mo'ilo kavanoso afke shahoya ha-ra'am achar kidei dibur lebirchoso. What's left out of the Mishabura's discussion is how long can the time lapse be? Does it have to be dafka that it's coming toch the dibur of the bracha or not? So Rav Shteinman says, Shem Shoma es haraam, if you heard the thunder, toch kedei dibur l'siyam ha-bracha, you made the bracha and the lightning and toch the dibur, you heard the thunder, yotza afshalo kivin latzeis, then you're yotze even without kavana. V'divrei ha-birkei Yosef, and now which the birkei Yosef tells us that you're yotze on the second one, if you had kavana when you made the bracha, shetzarech l'chavin hemrak la'achar kedei dibur. That's even la'achar kedei dibur. So if you made the bracha and the lightning and then the thunder comes, toch kedei dibur of your bracha, you don't even need kavana. If you had kavana, it covers the thunder even if it comes after Toch Kedei Dibur. One other note I'd like to read is note number 2. We said the Minhag HaOlam is to make on the lightning Otsa Ma'aseh Bereishis. Says note 2, Minhag HaOlam Hevi Agonu Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Levarech lo rak al ri'iyas habarak atzmo. Even if you don't actually see the lightning bolt, you could still make a bracha elagam al ri'iyas oro shel habarak. Sometimes you don't see the actual lightning bolt in the sky, it's too far away, but you just see the sky lighting up. Says Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the minhag ha'olam is to make a bracha just on that lighting up of the sky, even though you don't see the lightning bolt. V'kosav shenochon hu. Not only is that the minhag ha'olam, but it is proper, says Shlomo Zalman, v'chein kosav b'shalan shuv v'sis Eliezer, v'chein hora ha'gon of this in Karelitz. Continues in the Mishabura Sivkot and Vav. We said if you want, you can choose instead of saying Osam Ayis Liberation and all these things, you can say Shekocho Gvorosam Aliolam. Aval lo yivarech shtei brachos kachas, but you should not say two brachos together. Ela ozo ozo. It's one or the other you're choosing, but you're not making both brachos on one of these extraordinary things. Sekotan Zayim. The second option is to say the bracha of Shekocho Gvorosam Aliolam. Rotsalomar means to say, the taish of the brach is Baruch Hanosein Koach Lahateva. Praiseworthy is the one, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives the power to nature. Laharos Koach Yotze Bereishis, to show the power of the Creator of the world. Kedei Sheyiru Milafano, so that people should fear Hashem. So that is the taish that he's bringing down B'Shem Dali Rabbah, B'Shem Dabu Draham, of the brach of Shekoch Ogvarosim Yolam. We will stop here and continue discussing these brachos in Mitzvah tomorrow with Sibiz.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.